This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream.
I'm Martin Luther King Jr., a day off for many and a day off to contemplate where you are in the world. And can you imagine those decades and decades ago? What would MLK Jr. think of what's happening today? Kate Delaney, I hope that you are safe and sound wherever you are. My favorite quote of Martin Luther King Jr.'s was this. He said, "We may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And now more than ever, don't I feel that?" And I wonder how many of you feel the same way with the frustrations that have bubbled over, with the transition of power taking place this week in Washington, D.C., with the sight of 25,000 National Guardsmen at the Capitol, fencing, razor wire, streets that are cleared because it's too dangerous. Even a fire at the rehearsal leading to an evacuation of the Capitol. Then there's this. One Riley June Williams one of the 100 plus people arrested after the mayhem and the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. She was arrested late on Monday after her former partner accused her of taking a laptop or hard drive from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office with the intention, are you ready for this? You can't make this up, of selling it to the Russians. Yeah, there was video of her taking part in the siege. She was seen entering a restricted building, violent entry, and disorderly conduct would be slapped against her, of course, on the Capitol grounds. Those are the two common charges that is happening. But then you throw in this laptop theft claim. And was one actually taken? Now, she hasn't been charged in connection with that. But during the day, seeing that storyline, have you seen this woman in the green shirt? She may have taken a laptop and is selling it to the Russians, Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Listen, I don't care how you feel about the Speaker of the House, but shame on anyone who would steal something from her office and sell it to our enemy? Are you kidding? With everything that Russia has done to us, including screw up elections and have people thinking that nothing is the same since they intervened and since we know they mucked things up with Facebook with a big sleight of hand. So, supposedly, she was intending to send a computer device to a friend in Russia who was then going to sell it to Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. Now, what has happened, whether it was destroyed or whatever, we don't know, except for she's been arrested, so I'm sure more details will come out. More. Because we are getting ready for this inauguration, and I mentioned that the clampdown is pretty extreme, it absolutely is like we are in a Central American country where the concerns are that people will be shot to death. So there's a Texas man, there have been a few, but there's a Texas man that's been charged with threatening a second attack, though, on the Capitol by being armed and having enough to overpower any standing army or police agency. This guy was 58-year-old Troy Smocks. He made the declaration on January 6th, the same day the Capitol was breached during a joint session of Congress, and said many of us will return on the 19th carrying our weapons in support of our nation's resolve, to which the world will never forget. We will come in numbers that no standing army, like I said, or police agency can match. Prepare our weapons and then go get them. Let's hunt these cowards down like the traitors that each of them are, is what he wrote, supposedly, allegedly. So, that was stopped. His posts, by the way, were viewed at least 54,000 times, according to a court affidavit. Wow. Nightmare in Yuma, L.A., some other places as well, maybe your backyard, with the COVID-19 creep. More on COVID-19 on the flip side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
One wish, I would say evaporate this sucker. And I know all of you would, too. You know, the first case was a year ago. The very first case we heard about in the United States that came from someone traveling from China, and the rest is history. March, the big shutdown. And here we are today, waiting on vaccines, nervous about vaccines, hearing different things about vaccines, and on waiting lists that are very, very long, depending on who you are. Yuma County in Arizona. You all know how I feel about Arizona. Total cases, 4,011 from January 4th through the 17th. You don't want to get COVID-19 in Yuma, where you start to cough. And, you know, you start to get paranoid and wonder, is that just a cough? Or is it that dry cough? Is this the beginning of, oh my God, I can't breathe, and they have no place for me? And that's the fear of so many Americans. And rightfully so, because we're still through that dark tunnel of the worst of the worst. So in Yuma County, they've had 633 deaths. And if you think of how big that is and where Yuma is, many times I've gone through that area, and it's kind of like a marker for me, for depending on where I'm headed in Arizona. So sad to see that. And of course, there are other places in Arizona that are experiencing the same uptick as well. So that's why you see the hashtag #MaskUpAZ and saying the same things: physically distance, wash your hands frequently, stay home when you are sick. We keep hearing and seeing that very same thing. We look at cases in the U.S., overall cases of COVID-19, and we are nearing very, very close, really, to that 400,000 mark, 400,000, which a lot of people didn't think was possible that that wasn't going to happen, that, oh, certainly it wouldn't get that high. And then others who think, yeah, you know, 400,000, what's 400,000 with the population we have? Who are the people? I think we're beyond making remarks about that, but almost 400,000 will get there for sure, probably get to 500,000. 24.1 million cases. For those of you listening off our shores, thanks, as always, for caring and wondering what's happening in the U.S. A big week with the transfer of power, then what's happened at the Capitol and some of the aftermath of that, and, of course, like everybody else, the pandemic. But 2.4 million deaths, total cases, 95.5 million. We're rooting for anyone who gets COVID-19, of course, recovered. 52.6 million. A guy I worked with in a big radio station in Dallas, sadly, his wife, only in her 50s, just died from COVID-19, saying the same things that everybody else is saying. We masked up. I can't believe it. I don't know. Maybe they were, somebody was around her. They didn't have a mask on. They weren't socially distancing, and she felt ill and then couldn't breathe, and then we couldn't see her, but talked through the miracle of technology and watched her slip away. And it's just so close to me, the things that I am seeing. And maybe you don't have that experience, and you've been lucky that no one near you, no one around you, nobody you worked with has experienced the COVID death. And it's been different. It's been a different story. They've gotten through it. I know others that have survived, including a guy that I'll probably have on the show. We'll see if he'll want to talk about it, but he was incredibly close to me and just let me know that he was sicker than sick, but got through the other side. And he's somebody very special to me, and he is in New York and takes care of a lot of people. So if he'll come on and talk about his story, we will certainly have him on. I just found that out. So as we navigate the latest, and I always say that this show is about the buzz in your backyard, and of course we're all watching about the inauguration on Wednesday and the farewell of the president and the trickling in of the pardons, the last of his pardons that will happen. Melania Trump, the first lady, with her video release talking about violence is never the answer, and it was her greatest honor to be the first lady. There will not be the normal formalities that you would have, that we have had in our nation's history, where the one first lady talks to the other first lady coming in, and the same thing with president to president. There is a tradition that started of leaving a letter from one president to the next as they come into the Oval Office. They have a letter from the previous president. I don't know, maybe President Trump will do that for Biden. Who's to say? That could certainly still happen. But this is the end of the Trump administration and then the start of what's going to happen with Biden. And, of course, all the moves on what might happen at state capitals, the weariness and worriness of the troops at the Capitol, and what they now have in place of people, flags all over the place as far as the eye can see, the mayor of D.C. trying to keep people away from D.C., and also because of the pandemic. Because of the pandemic, large crowds gathering, masked or not or whatever, especially not masked, but could be deadly. They did not want any kind of a super spreading possibility, particularly now. Now we have other vaccines that could be available with Johnson & Johnson and some other companies that are developing it that could help the amount of vaccines that are out there. There are people that are really lining up to get it. Every state that I've checked in with, and I'm trying to get through every single state, from just their county perspective, they have waiting lists. So there are people that have signed up. They have a reservation. They're waiting, waiting, waiting to get the vaccine. So I think the thought that, oh, my gosh, so many healthcare workers or other people don't, and I don't want to blanket statement that because there are plenty of healthcare workers like nurses in my family who have gotten it, but that kept being the noise that we heard, right? The noise, the chatter that, oh, no, no, there's not going to, people aren't going to get the vaccine. But that's not true. There, people are waiting with bated breath, like I said, to get word that their reservation is good and they're in line to get the vaccine, and they want to be in line to get the vaccine. Better to be covered than not to be covered. But there is a story about an allergic reaction at one of the clinics that led to a pause of the use of a large batch of Moderna. So several people had apparently had allergic reactions at one of these clinics and told providers across the state to pause giving those doses from one COVID-19 vaccine lot that came from Moderna. They did it, they say, out of extreme caution. So that means that 330,000 doses that were distributed to 287 providers, basically, across Cali can't be used. And already it's a slow vaccine rollout, but they're saying a higher than usual number of people had allergic reactions, specifically with the Moderna, that lot. So they say fewer than 10 people needed medical attention over the span of 24 hours, but they can't take chances. So they're watching this and saying, well, we can't do that. We got to watch this. We've got to look at this cluster. And we have to see what happened. One of the people who had one of those allergic reactions was scared to death that it would dissuade other people from getting it and said, my friends are getting it. They're not part of this batch. It's fine, because she didn't want people to use her as the oh, my gosh, fear of this could happen to me. She wanted people to be protected, because we see that that number that I mentioned could be 500,000 COVID deaths by mid-February. And in Arizona, which I started with Yuma, Arizona, you look at what's now happened with kids. And Banner Health is saying, parents, please make good choices to keep your children in the community safe, because they're seeing hundreds of children with COVID-19 in Arizona are being admitted into hospitals each month. I mean, if Banner Health and their public relations team, they're tweeting it out, they're talking about it, they're getting the word out, it's happening. What's happening next is you. You have filled up the mailbag. I want to hear what you have to say, and so will everybody else as we march down to the mailroom.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. More than 25,000 National Guard troops are heading for Washington, D.C. to secure Wednesday's inauguration, while the FBI and military officials are vetting all of the soldiers assigned to the nation's capital. Officials say they're making sure there's no possibility of an insider threat of violence to the inauguration following the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement Monday that while they had no direct intelligence pointing to an insider threat, they're leaving no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Pete Gaynor tells Fox News he called on that level of troop involvement to ensure the peaceful transition of power.
I think after the 6th of January, everyone is on heightened senses, heightened alert. What happened on the 6th is absolutely uncalled for. You know, it's horrible in our history. And to make sure that, again, we have peaceful transfer of power on the 6th, we want to make sure that, you know, we don't wish we didn't go far enough.
This is USA Radio News. China says their economy has recovered to nearly where it was before the COVID pandemic. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Chinese officials said Monday that their GDP expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down most economic activity. In April of 2020, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open up their wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And country superstar Garth Brooks says he'll be performing at Wednesday's inauguration. Brooks announced Monday that he'd perform at the Capitol, calling the opportunity a chance to serve and not a political statement, but a statement of unity. He'll join already announced performers Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez. Brooks also performed at the inauguration of President Obama in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Yeah, we didn't have to dig too hard. You can send me your thoughts 24-7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This from Mr. Purple, get it, in Dallas. I think I get it. KD, I'm sad about all the people in Texas that have been arrested in that siege of the Capitol. I don't want the people out there to think Texas is a bunch of Yahoo Yahoo idiots that think it's okay to tear up our democracy just because they were pro-Trumpian. I was pro-Trumpian, and I did not siege the Capitol and steal things from the offices of those who serve. I may completely disagree with people like Nancy Pelosi, but I would not threaten her. I cannot believe people have become that rabid. It's frightening and sad, and I want your audience to know that Texans are good people. They are people who can compromise. They are people who care about our government, and they are people that are level-headed. We do have our nuts, but so do all of you. I don't know. Is that resonating with anyone, Mr. Purple? I just felt compelled to read your email. Yes, there was the realtor, Jenna, who was arrested. There was another guy that was arrested that I already talked about here who was threatening to come back to the Capitol. There have been several arrests. There was the Air Force vet where, same thing, it was surprising, and I think people around him were surprised. This is one thing I'll say from now more of the video I've seen and more specifics on some of what was shouted and what was said. I really believe that a lot of the people that went there, not all, because there was plenty that didn't, they realized what was happening and then they got out of there. But a lot of the people that went there really felt like, oh yeah, this is our democracy. This is like, you know, this is like the Civil War. We're going back in our history and we're going to take it back. That's what we're doing. We're taking it back. It's our house. That's the words we're hearing. That's what's being said. And they got into that frenzy. It shows you what can happen. And then through back and forth and emails and plotting and all of that, there you go. Then the rest becomes history. I agree with Melania Trump when she says, choose love. Violence is never the way. Always choose love over hatred. Absolutely. Always, always, always. Always. You can be furious. You can hate what's happening. You can disagree with local politics, because really it starts locally. And who are you voting for to represent you on the Hill? Pay so much attention to that, because if you got more people to vote, if you voted, if you paid attention to records and really did look at what was happening voting-wise, you would know more about your representatives and you would have a much clearer picture of what was going on. I don't think enough people do that. I know some of you do that, and we certainly have had listeners in the past that would dive very, very deep into what was happening politically that was affecting them and their families. All right, so we got you, Mr. Purple. Dan is listening to us in New Orleans, and Dan says, Kate, how do we have 25,000 troop members when they're saying that some of these cops on their day off were there and they were part of the setting up what happened to the Capitol, and they're trying to nail down some of what they've seen? How do they do that? How do you vet all those people? Easily. You go through databases. The FBI, the CIA, even the Secret Service is involved in this, and nobody gets a pass. Of all those 25,000, this is what I was told today, and I think it's common knowledge, nobody gets a pass if they are not cleared. If it could be something that somehow was a misunderstanding or something that got on your record or whatever, but they're looking closely at all of that because, yes, that is the fear, that somebody who is in the National Guard will get through and has a nefarious plot to do whatever they want to do, and they'll be able to get through because they'll be right there. So with that many troop members there, you can imagine how long all of this probably has taken, but plenty have been cleared and they're there and you see it. So I think they have this covered, but you're never 100%, which is exactly what Hal said also in New Orleans. Kate, how can, no matter how it looks, and it does make us look like, fools to, I think, other people in the rest of the world, which is the part that I hate. And how can we say, or how can we believe, that all of the camouflage there is enough to protect the people that are on hand for the inauguration? Because you and I both know if somebody has a plot that they think that they can get away with or a way to get to somebody, they will find a way to do that. Don't you believe that? Oh, I think there's no 100%. Absolutely. I mean, is there 100% in anything in life? Do you ever get 100%? Rarely, right? Maybe on a test when you're a kid. But even then, the stupid bell curve came along, right? And that ended a lot of that. So, no, in all seriousness, there is no 100%, and they know that. That's why there was the big circulation of the memo about, listen, you have the funds to do this if you want to get a bulletproof vest. And there are a lot of police chiefs that are telling local lawmakers, meaning people that serve at state capitals, state reps, that you might think about doing that. You might think about getting a flak jacket because you could be a target, and maybe you're not a target, but you're around somebody who is. I don't know how many people are listening to some of those sobering thoughts from people that are getting threats and stuff in law enforcement and going out and actually acting on it, but I bet at least a few will do that. I bet you they will. All right, and then this one is from Marie, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you really lead the charge about what's happening with the vaccines. You've had people on. You've talked about how many cases. And I'm glad that you do that because sometimes other people water it down, and I don't understand why. I think this is just the science of the thing, and we are splitting hairs constantly on COVID-19, just like the whole thing with the masks. And you know people that have lost people, and so you've seen exactly what that's like. And even if they have done the protocols, they still have succumbed. And I can't imagine losing anyone in my world because of that. And especially you look at California, and you've talked about how awful that is. And didn't they hit something like 3 million COVID cases? And isn't it so horrible there that they're having trouble even burying everybody? It sounds like a movie, doesn't it? Like, we can't bury the dead. But seriously, some of the funeral homes are calling people, or the people are trying to get through, and they're saying, you're like number 100 on our list. Because you got to think about this. There's areas you're from, and especially if they're saturated, where they've had COVID-19 and more people have lost their lives, they're all going to go to maybe 3 or 4 different places, even if there's lots of others. So, yes, California is the first state in the nation to have more than 3 million COVID-19 cases. You nailed it. It's our most populated state. So, yeah, and it's tripled in the past 2 months, so it's been particularly awful. And the thing that you look at is those ICU beds, right? So they're overwhelmed with patients. Now, hospitalizations are dropping a little bit, but still, the number of available ICU beds is incredibly low. If 90% of the state remains under stay-at-home orders due in part to intensive care unit capacity, which is what it is, regions of the state then would be eligible to have the order lifted once 4-week projections show an ICU capacity of more than 15% available. Because they have to be safe. Because if you're that person, you get the cough, you think you're fine, and then the next thing you know, you're being dropped off, and you need that ICU bed. And you don't want to be that person in the ambulance, or you don't want someone in your family to be in the ambulance where they're driving around, and they say, well, you know, we don't have any place, we've got no place to go, we have no place to put you. 1 million of the state's cases are in Los Angeles County. 1 in 10 people have been confirmed to have contracted the virus. Wow. That is just a staggering number. Just crazy. So then they wonder about other things, like what is spreading the virus? Are there other things that are spreading the virus? And so one of the things they're doing, and this is part of the backup too, with cremations, burials, all that kind of stuff, but especially the cremation part, permits for crematoriums usually have a limit on the number of human remains that can be cremated each month. You know why? Because of air quality. So they've suspended limits on cremations. My, oh my. Could you survive in an airport for 3 months and go undetected? We got a story for you.
Drink SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So pretty soon. So as we do the thing here in the airwaves where there's no chance of us crashing in that final turn, at least not the way they could physically do that, that's part of the thing I think people look at when they watch racing. But, boy, if you get the chance to go down to those pits, ooh, there is something about that. All right, this would be the pits. I cannot imagine, as somebody who has traveled and in 2019 I took a ridiculous amount of flights, and three of the trips, which was more than three flights, was to O'Hare. I can't imagine living inside of O'Hare for 3 months. A California man did just that. He claimed to be... It is a mic drop moment. He claimed to be too afraid to fly due to COVID-19. He hid out for those months in a secure area of O'Hare International Airport until his weekend arrest. He's 36 years old. Adina Singh, what were you thinking? He's charged with felony criminal trespass to a restricted area of an airport and misdemeanor theft. In bond court on Sunday, prosecutors said he arrived at O'Hare on a flight from L.A. on October 19th, and he's lived in the airport security zone ever since that day. The judge just was incredulous about it, could not believe it. I think you had to keep hearing it over and over again. Look, judge, he did it. So here's the thing, and this is what the judge said. You're telling me that an unauthorized non-employee individual is allegedly living within a secure part of the O'Hare Airport terminal for these many months and wasn't detected? I want to understand you correctly. And the way he was detected is two United Airline employees went up to him, asked to see his identification. He lowered his face mask, showed them an airport ID badge that he was wearing around his neck. The badge belonged to an operations manager who had reported it missing October 26. The employees called 911, and that's how he was discovered. So police took him into custody, and he was actually at a gate that I've flown out of, Terminal 2, near Gate F-12. And he allegedly found the badge in the airport. He was scared to go home because of COVID. And the passengers, other passengers, were giving him food. So people would give him food. That's how he survived. Isn't that wild? He had enough food, plenty of food, and things to read because people were throwing away magazines or books or whatever. How insane is that? I mean, it's just crazy for a lot of different reasons. So he lives with roommates southeast of L.A. He doesn't have a criminal background. He has a master's degree in hospitality and is unemployed. The hospitality industry is an industry that I know well, that I've spoken in, and many of you listening to me have been in that industry, are in that industry, and it has been just ravaged. Hotels shut down, hotels let go of people, furloughed people. It's awful, and it's still trying to figure out, the hospitality industry still trying to find its footing. So he was in that industry. I mean, a master's degree in it. He acknowledged that the circumstances were unusual when he was asked by the judge. But, you know, listen, he's been described as this gentle soul. He's nonviolent, all of that. So a condition of bail is that he doesn't step foot in the airport again. He only has to post $1,000. Then he is back in court January 27th. But the court finds that the facts and circumstances were shocking for that period of time, being in a secured part of the airport under a fake ID badge, allegedly. And so this is exactly, I'm with the judge. I would have asked several times. So we get the shakedown when we go through TSA lines and get sometimes, I've been lucky, I've met some very nice people going through those lines, but some of the nonsense that I see, baby carriages being shaken, people being hauled off to the side, all kinds of crazy things because, oh, they may have a bomb, there might be, look it, and this guy lives in the airport, so do people feel safe about traveling through O'Hare? I mean, I don't think he's dangerous at all. I think it's just a sad story, and I don't think he'll do any time, but it certainly shows that O'Hare has some problems. If you can have somebody with a badge that was lost living in the area, just living in, where are the cameras? Nobody thinks that's strange. Oh, there he is again. There he is again. For that long of a time, that truly is a mic drop moment. But he, like I said, he survived. People fed him. It shows you what you can do right in life with very, very little. Maybe he's been that lucky. He should go and borrow a dollar or two and plunk some money down on Mega Millions or Powerball. Have you seen these jackpots? I know you're talking about them. They've swelled to about $1.6 billion combined. No kidding. Mega Millions is a projected $850 million jackpot, third largest in lottery history. $730 million up for grabs the next time in Powerball. And, of course, they're in the top five, both of them. And it marks for both of them 35 drawings this week without a winner for the Mega Millions. Tuesday, it surpasses the record number of drawings for the game. I can't even fathom that kind of money, that amount of money. Because we're not talking about, oh, a couple million dollars, which anybody winning that would be ecstatic. But you take out, let's say you're the solo winner, you take out the taxes for that, you get the cash right there. What are you doing? What are you doing with that kind of money? Moving, for sure. Changing your name. Or getting representation or something. You would have to. Because everybody would come out of the woodwork. And even if you're charitable, and you should be, and want to give money back, you would have everybody crawling all over you. Every person you ever met in your life, including the kid who stole your sandwich every day when you were in first grade. Everybody would be your best friend. Best friend, of course. All right, and as we come to a close here for this hour, at the very top of the hour, it was about remembering for a few moments Martin Luther King Jr. And I decided during the day that I would think about what was happening in the world, and I would take a breath, and I wanted a very long, long hike out in the deep, deep woods, and took the dog, of course, who was pulling like nobody's business, and deep, deep, deep in those woods, and the hubs, we were probably on mile 2.5, and what do I see in the middle of nowhere, trees and switchbacks everywhere, just this rock. What did the rock say? The rock was just sitting there and actually hard to see. And it said, be kind. It said, be kind. And so I took a picture of it. And if you go to my Twitter, you'll see. If you go to my Twitter feed, you'll see. Because I'm still allowed on Twitter. If you go to my Twitter feed, you'll see, be kind. And I thought, wow, there is something about that. Because we have lost some of that kindness. And I think America is still the greatest country on the face of the earth. To live in America, I am a proud, proud American who grew up outside of the seat of liberty, the original seat of liberty, Philadelphia. And I would walk those cobblestone streets past the grave of Ben Franklin. And I would walk past the Philadelphia Mint and Betsy Ross's house, and it really, really resonated with me. So just remember, be kind.
Crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.